Back up here again, a second year making present closer. Okay, second year making presentations to the Midwest Association, one of the things that Sudeep and I had talked to you last year about, which we feel is we're very dear to our hearts in the way of making sure this industry is not only supported by research and extension, but also continues to thrive. We do recognize that there's issues that this industry faces now, marketing, trying to find markets for our crop, those people that are interested in doing it on their own, those people that are going to sell their crop to others to find products for. But all in all, it comes down to an industry, an infant industry that's presently being created from those people that are growing the plants themselves to sell to others so that others may grow the fruit, and that fruit being then made into products for the general public to consume, whether it's local, national, and hopefully also internationally. There is certainly one way that we can assure this industry to be successful, it is through what we believe with our friend Gary Marks in Washington, is through a national organization. A national organization will be able to congeal both the Mid-Atlantic Growers Association and the Midwest Association, not usurping any whatsoever. The intention certainly not to take power away from anyone, but to add power so that Aronia and the industry that Aronia has generated can be maintained and be profitable. We wanted to start this program primarily speaking to growers first, because it's the growers which are at this stage, we feel, the most important factor in the industry. And we wanted to do this with the growers, with grower support, before larger corporations figure out that it is necessary to do. With a national organization, we can work both politically in Washington, and also with a national organization, we can work nationally and internationally with marketing. I mean, Sudeep's talk earlier that he gave he brought up very important points of branding in which it's so important for the Aronia industry to have, because that branding brings on a certain amount of education to the general public. Education is what we need for the public to understand what Aronia is, and what products are available. On top of that, it's an issue of looking at how Aronia can be, how we can influence the federal government into making sure that the industry itself is maintained in several different ways, through positive legislature, and through, in a way, protectionism against foreign sources of Aronia. Right now, I guess you would say Poland is probably our most largest competitor that we have, and Poland is selling fruit for very cheap. Most of what we get from Poland is in concentrate. By far, we'd never be able to compete with them at 12 cents a pound. But there's other countries that are probably going to get involved with growing Aronia. And it's been shown, even through the apple industry, that other countries can easily flood the market, bringing in much cheaper products. And something like that is where a national council can protect the growers. And the growers themselves are where we really want to focus on, because both Sudeep and I have a passion for the growers, That's why we're in this. That's why we started an extension program in Maryland. And that's why we're here today, to give you all the information we can to make sure that your growing process is as efficient and profitable as possible. Where did Sudeep go? There he is. I'm a horticulturist, and I like doing the research and doing the growing and the talking about culture. Sudeep is more eloquent in how he explains what we want to do, and I'd like to pass the mic over to him because I think he's extremely passionate about a national organization, and I think he has a better way of explaining to all of you the importance of what we're trying to do here. So, Sudeep, could you please?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Actually, I don't have anything else to say. What Andrew pretty much summarized everything. All right, folks. It just basically, bottom line is, we need to have a unified, source for our marketing efforts. It's not, although we have an educational side to legislators and federal government, it's going to be what the effort is going to be for this proposed National Rony Council to be marketing. I'll give you an example, because in my role, I serve on different commodity groups. One in particular, as you know, some of you very well know, I'm a state manager for the U.S. Potato Board. And we had a very great leader for many years. We had different challenges. Potatoes being named came out of the USDA lunch program, and then we went back again. A certain type of industry said it's an unhealthy crop, but not many people know that potato has more potassium than a banana and more iron than a broccoli. So the healthy side. So what I'm saying is we had a marketing functioning group existed. That's why we were able to overcome very national criticism or whatever comes our way in many years. And the reason why we need to have one is, if we don't have a collective group that brings growers, processors, manufacturers, handlers, service providers, we don't have a unified voice. If we don't have, somebody else will do, their commodity will succeed, period. The example I mentioned about potatoes, Tim O'Connor, who was the CEO for United States Potato Board for a long time. This past month, Tim has resigned from his position. And avocados from Mexico, they want to use Tim's services. And it's a perfect example. They don't have an organizational structure to sell their avocado in our country, but they are roping the best talents, and they are doing the framework that will help them to achieve, more growth, more sales, and everything. So bottom line is, we are a small commodity group. We are all passionate about our commodity. If we don't do it, the vacuum will be filled with other commodities, and everybody will benefit. I mean, there is obviously room for avocado and Ronia. We are not competitors, but I'm giving an example how the market dynamics that works. So this is how it happens, in real world. And in order for us to succeed more organized fashion, we need to have a body. And that's what, last year we had an opportunity for some funding, but we don't have because the farm bill is still hanging out there, and that's not longer a priority for our legislators. So we had some funding opportunity existed last year where we could have got a grant to kickstart this organization to hire maybe an executive director or something, and then we can facilitate as grower organization, both Mid-Atlantic and Midwest and other industry partners, we probably could have facilitated. We can't run. We need the staff, and we need the resources to run this organization. But definitely, I know that everyone here would agree, most of them, we need to have a collective process. So, again, that's what it is. as Andrew, what happened? Oh. And mentioned and everything in a nutshell, it's for the promotion of Aronia. That's all it is. We need to have a collective voice with growers so everybody can represent it. I've seen it. You know, I've lived through it because otherwise we have limitations how far we can go as individuals and individual organizations. We need to, I mean, what I've seen in commodity growers succeeded, whether it's blueberry growers or cranberry, because we had a strong voice. And you never know what type of things come our way, because as I explained, a couple of years ago, we had to deal with that potato has been exempted from USDA school lunch program and giving the name of unhealthy vegetable. And we had a national voice that right away acted, and, you know, there was somebody who could do that for everybody in the industry that helped. Right now we are going through, and Mexicans decided not to buy any more our potatoes this year. So we are going through that discussions. But at the same time, we were successful in that organization to sell our sweet potatoes all the way in Sri Lanka. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, those kind of things can be only achieved when we have a national voice. And also, Andrew mentioned a little bit about, you know, we don't have a tariff issues in Poland. It's a different game. But if we have one unified entity, you know, that entity probably would be able to protect, at least to help if they can't be protected all the time. So at least can be helped in being a conduit for our success. And definitely the marketing, that is what it's all about. Education to the public that have no idea about, or it's a benefit for them. I see it as a benefit because as acai berry, when they came out, their marketing and everything, they don't grow it here, but this is what we can project as the most nutritional fruit that we can grow here in North America. So there is no other competitor for us, but we have to develop that market, go and get it. So that's, we have to develop an infrastructure. So this is an exercise to develop an infrastructure. So hopefully, initially we have some funds and we can think and strategize and about different ways how we get it in a point of sales that will go back to not only for functioning, but to give it back and designate back to research. Because in commodity groups like soybean board, they collect a point of sales. You know, potato boards collect another point of sales, like 5 cents per hundred weight, and then that will go back. But in those situations, they have a system exists like elevators. They actually, you know, sell that the commodity, and they forward that price to the national board, and then that's the money who will help the function. And the grant's going to be helpful always, but the revenue-generating stream is going to be need to be relied on other means, and that's one option. So, but that's all can be strategized and how best we can use. Because in Aronia's case, initial years, we don't have a infrastructure like elevators in grain's case, so it probably might be going to be an honor-based system, maybe in quarterly or annually, how we will have some funds available. So that's the, you know, obviously this is nice, but how we get there, so that's the couple of examples that I mentioned, but that's not the only way that we could generate some funds, but that's just an example. So hopefully, in a couple of years, we would be able to accomplish, we can incorporate this anytime. That's not the problem. You know, incorporating this as a nonprofit is not the problem, but we need to have the right people and right support for this organization to help it succeed and to do what is visioning to do. Otherwise, I know that certain organization how they exist because they came through some other business interest only. Serving organization. We don't want it to be like that organization. We want it to be an organization that balances everyone. But that is possible. The successful organization, commodity organizations, are here because they balance that. So that's all I have, and this is pretty much how it does. And pretty much responding to what we are in American grown Arvonia. That's going to be what's going to be represented in this marketing approach. Any questions for you? For me, sorry.
Great, thanks Sudeep, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It is possible to get a tariff established for commodities that we see it's an important, but USDA AMS, our marketing service, has to support our claim. So actually, I think 2 years ago, Andrew, myself, and Gary, we went to Washington, D.C., and we got an appointment with the chief of USDA AMS, and we discussed with, because there is other commodities like Aronia exists. How many of you know we grow mango? America grows mangoes. In Hawaii, Puerto Rico, you know, those areas, but that's American-grown mangoes. So American-grown mangoes, it's not a big commodity, but have some level of protection exist in markets. But it's to the countries we don't have an agreement with. If you have a NAFTA agreement, it probably might be difficult. See, that's a problem. So it's not for every country. But it is possible, but it's a political process, so I can't really say.
Yeah, well, it's probably enough questions, depending on what Dale has going. Rich, we'll get ready for the next presentation.
I have a question, real quick. It was sort of a comment, but I want to form it in a question. Maybe you can be brief, but I guess my opinion or feeling is that the National Aronia Council could be provide like a public relations, having an industry-wide public relations arm is going to be, could be valuable and important both in positive marketing but also in protection against negative marketing or negative, you know, problems. That, and we're in a fairly volatile market segment. You know, if you consider Aronia health food, the health food super fruit has been incredibly volatile, and I think developing stability is somewhere where it can help. And the public relations aspect is something that kind of has to be done on a nationwide basis and has to be available and quick. Anyway, I don't know if you want to speak to that, but
thank you. I mean, that's a point, because we only see it's positive when we are the same, you know, choir. But you never know in a matter of time which areas it's going to come on us. You know, so we need to have be organized. That's all it. So, thank you.
Okay. We're going to be ahead of schedule for the first time the whole conference, if it's okay with everyone. Real quick stretch in and out if you need to. I see Mark, Tom, Colleen, Dr. Rizvi, Sudeep are here yet. Thank them again for speaking. And please do the evals. Please get the newspaper articles home and out to your papers. You know, there's a spot to put your own name in there.